Let's go to Dennis in Michigan, and he's had a cousin that's got something going on there. Dennis, how you doing?
Good day. Thanks. How are you?
Good. So what's happened to your cousin?
Just a question. Does medicine of the 21st century have any success with stroke victims that have possibly had part of the brain affected and with significant immobility?
Well, I think there's a twofold issue here. Obviously, there's been a serious issue like this, the ability for the body to get nutrients to that tissue that's damaged is very compromised. And here we know that things like DHLA and things like Circuzyme can improve the body's ability to get microcirculation anywhere in the body. Okay? So these two guys should be a big help. But I would say the single biggest thing is going to be making sure that something like this does not happen again. And the main way to do that, in our opinion, or at least one thing that can help provide some insurance against a recurrence, is going to be something like Invisivane. And, of course, Invisivane is contained in Circuzyme. So when they first get on these nutrients, I would use Circuzyme, maybe 4 per meal. And I would do this. Well, how big a guy is this, first of all? Weight and age?
I think 5'8 or 5'9 and 170. I don't know what he is now. I haven't seen him. I was talking to his wife, probably 150 pounds.
Oh, okay. Well, that being the case, and how old is he now?
He's probably 65 or 70.
Okay.
But he's bad enough where she couldn't handle him at home anymore.
She
had to take him to a nursing home.
Well, that is very hard. Okay, I would certainly try these two. I'd probably try about 2 to 3 teaspoons of DHLA a day. The Circuzyme, maybe 4 per meal. That nutrition may really help him. And then when there doesn't seem to be further improvement, if you stop Circuzyme, then you would go on to Invisivane. Okay, so you continue the strengthening for the arteries and the veins, so we don't have another blowout episode. Now, the other thing that would be extremely important is to work on his biofield, okay? And so to do that, what we'd need to do is get him to a QRA practitioner. If he can't move or travel, then what you may need to do is see if one of the practitioners would go and see him and teach his spouse how to do the Medibody packs, so that we could restore the normal nerve and energy flow in the compromised area. And once that's done, then the body's healing power can focus again into that tissue, and then the DHLA, Circuzyme, can work even better. Okay?
Have any paradigms that have been set where you've seen people totally restored?
Well, totally is an interesting word. I would say that in the last 3-4 years, I've been doing this 35-plus years. In the last 3-4 years, I would say I've seen more people get out of a wheelchair than the whole rest of my career put together.
Really?
And I attribute it to the mud packs and restoration of the field more than anything. But we're getting better and better super nutrition now to help microcirculation and do much, much more, strengthen the integrity of the veins and arteries, really supporting the body's overall health way better than we had 10, 15 years ago.
Wow.
So I would say the prognosis is way better today than it ever was 10
Pretty
years
exciting.
Ago.
Pretty exciting.
It is, actually. And I think if you can get him to a QRA practitioner, they can sort out the details and really guide his wife through the quagmire of this. And, you know, often when people have been injured as he has, it may be difficult to even move him, so they may need to take one of their kids or a friend who's strong to give him a hand, okay?
Now they visited the QRA practitioner at one time, but they didn't see any progress, so they lost.
I see. Well, did that person do the Medibody packs, and did they do, was the Medibody packs done? Were they outlined?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, see, if the answer is no, then I'm not surprised. But I don't know if years ago...
They could see significant progress that would motivate them to go for the goal.
Well, it's going to take... You've got to clear the path to the site. And that could take a month, that could take a week, that could take 2 months. Once you're clear to the site, then we ought to see some improvement.
Yes.
In addition to that, were these nutrients used? And what you want now, if you go to someone, is someone who knows Quick Start, because this allows them to check each and every remedy to the body's biofield to be sure that there is a true balance and one thing is not fighting another, okay?
Yes, sir. One other quick question.
Go.
When you juice celery and carrots, when you put it in kefir, would it stabilize it for half a day?
No, that'd be a really bad cocktail. Carrot, celery juice, and kefir would be not a good combo.
But not taste-wise, but nutrition-wise.
Nutrition-wise, because that amount of sugar, you have a very fast fermentation. So those things are better off either eaten at once or not mixed together and let sit for a while.
Right. Okay? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.